Good evening. It's Friday evening, and welcome to the Informa Sports Show. We're looking forward to the first big weekend of college football.
Going to take it himself, looks to get outside, he does, 50, 45, and then brought down inside the 40.
Welcome to a new season of college football and the Informa Sports Show. I'm your host, J.L. Thompson. We're glad you're joining us, and we're very glad to welcome back our resident handicapper, Matt Money T. Terry. He had a great season last year and is back to do it again. His creations of the 5+2 package, 5 college games and 2 pro games, proved to be quite popular and profitable, and is offered again at the website sporttalkwithmatt.com. Get the package and your free play weekly at the site. As in recent seasons, handicapper Terry does not release plays during the first week. After many hours of research during the off-season on college football programs, he chose to use the period to fine-tune and adjust, and his followers will surely benefit in the weeks to come.
There's an old saying that goes, pray for sunshine, but be prepared for rain. In these uncertain times, that's sage advice. Not only for our finances and careers, but for our families and daily lifestyles. You see, no one knows what events will trigger panic in the streets and a meltdown of law and order. But there's one website that can help us prepare for it all. SecureLifeSafetyProducts.com. At SecureLifeSafetyProducts.com, you can purchase safety products that are just right for your family's needs. Visit SecureLifeSafetyProducts.com.
Welcome back. You know, the upcoming college football season could be one to be remembered. Many programs has retooled with players and coaches, and expectations are high. Let's get handicapper Terry's outlook on the upcoming season. Matt, welcome back. What do you think of the new season?
Hello once again, JL. It's about that time again for the bus to start rolling. College football is right around the corner. As you well know, I've been studying for months now, and I am very confident that we will have another excellent season. This is the start of our third year, and I can't wait to get started. As you know, the first 2 years have been very profitable, but we can't stop there. New season, new money. I can't stress enough to get on board. Join us every week, Sports Talk with Matt, and we'll get you to the window. JL, I want to mention a few things about the upcoming season that I think people will find interesting. JL, I'd like to give you and the listeners just a little bit of information about the upcoming season. And I find it very interesting that in Division I football, there were 27 coaching changes. Every year we have a lot of coaching changes, and some of them are average signings. But I've highlighted 3 teams. Virginia Tech, they got Justin Fuente, and I think that's a real good signing for them. Offensively and defensively, he has schemes that are match like 2016 standards. He's not part of that old school generation of being just one-sided. He has really a well-rounded coaching philosophy. I think people in Virginia Tech are going to be very pleased about that. You know, Virginia Tech is always strong on special teams, so that won't change. And I think their offense and defense is going to be better. So that's just one of the coaches to look out for. The next coach that we should look at is Miami. Miami got a new coach in Mark Richt from Georgia. I think this was a good move. Miami has a lot of talent, and I think Mark has a way of coaching players up. and I think that it's a real good move for them. The next coach that we should look into is Illinois. And I think that Illinois is just trying to buy some time. They're getting a new president and a new AD. And I think once those two positions are filled, it will really determine what direction they take as a football team. That's just a little bits of information that I thought you, the listeners, should know. As I've done in the years past, I have rated the conferences 1 through 4. Number 1 is SEC, number 2, Big Ten, number 3, ACC, number 4, Pac-12. The SEC is far and above everyone else. It's just the way it is. I would like it to be different, but I have to call it the way I see it. The Big Ten has two teams that are going to be fighting for the title, which would be Michigan and Ohio State. The ACC has Clemson, Florida State, and the Pac-12, the same foes, USC, Oregon, Stanford. I do want to mention two teams. One is Houston Cougars. They are going to be a monster this year. Make no mistake about it. And number 2 is the Washington Huskies. These are two teams that have a very bright future this year. So we are going to be watching those two teams very closely. Jay, I also found out a couple things this year. And one of them is there are going to be 5 rule changes that are going to be implemented for the 2016-2017 season. On a variety of things. One, fake field goals. You have to be lined up properly. No more tricking the defenses. When a running back gives himself up, can't pile on. You cannot aim at the quarterback's knees. They're trying to protect the quarterback a little bit better. The ball carrier. They're not going to allow you to stick your foot out and trip. But one of the biggest ones is now a coach can be ejected. And that is something that everyone should watch for. All of these rule changes can really make or break your ticket. So I should advise everyone to find out more information of all these rule changes. And it should make a, just you should be aware of the rule changes so you will know how you win or lose the ticket. Well, Jay, I don't know about you, but I'm glad football season is back. You know, we have done our homework, and we're just ready to go. We are ready to get started. I know our clients are ready to get started, too, because we have been very profitable for the last 2 years. I know I can't wait. So I want to say good luck to everyone. Please join us. Sports Talk with Matt. And like I always say, JL, I will see you at the window.
You'll be able to get all the selections from handicapper Matt Terry at the website, sporttalkwithmatt.com, where he will release his big play of the day. Bring up the website, sporttalkwithmatt.com. Click on the radio mic. You'll find us right there, streaming across the web on Block Talk Radio, the web's premier internet radio network. As we mentioned in our first broadcast, Handicapper Terry does not release picks for the first week of the season. But he's left us with some real food for thought this year. Starting with Western Michigan going in to take on Northwestern. Northwestern is coming off a 10-win season and looking for another 10-win season, which they've never done before. Look for the Wildcats to try and make history this season. Next, he's looking at Missouri going in to take on West Virginia. The Mountaineers of West Virginia, MT says, look closely at both teams, but he's paying special attention to West Virginia. and he likes their offseason moves. Next, he's looking at Southern Miss going in to take on Kentucky. Henry Capitieri says the Southern Miss Golden Eagles and their new head coach are going in to take on the Wildcats. The Eagles will try to impress their new coach, but he's looking closely at Kentucky. And this game should provide wide vision for the things down the road for the Wildcats. The next game Henry Capitieri is looking at this weekend is Clemson. Clemson is going in to take on Auburn. Henry Capitieri says this is the way to start the season. It's been hardly publicized of the expectations of both teams. He says if you wade in, don't be surprised if the water is deep. He's watching this one. Next, he's looking at San Jose State going in to take on Tulsa. Both teams lost three of their last five last season. Henry Capitieri says Tulsa should still be strong enough to take San Jose State in their opener. He expects good things from Tulsa. The next game, LSU going in to take on Wisconsin. The Tigers of LSU is going in to take on the Badgers of Wisconsin. They will face their old defensive coordinator, Dave Aranda, who's now with LSU. Henry Capitieri says, look and find things to like for their next games. There's no easy road ahead for these teams. The next game that Henry Capitieri is looking at this weekend is Oklahoma going in to take on the Cougars of Houston. MT is very high on Houston and thinks that the Oklahoma Sooners may have their work cut out for them in their first game. Should be a good one. Just a little food for thought from handicapper Matt Money T. Terry. I'm your host, J.L. Thompson, and you can join us every Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where you'll find us at sporttalkwithmatt.com, the most informative 10-minute drill of college football handicap. We'll see you next week. You've been listening to Words of Wisdom from our resident handicapper, Matt Money T. Terry of the Informer Sports Show. Join us here every Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. That's when we'll let the genie out of the bottle and create some college football magic. Have a good football Saturday. We'll see you again right here next week.